This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time now for the Outdoorsman Radio Show with your host, Alan Ellis.
Okay, we're going to start out with some good news. Yes, this came out just this week. The Maryland Department of Natural Resources reports that 305 samples taken from white-tailed deer this season tested negative for chronic wasting disease. Samples taken this year bring the overall total of deer tested in Maryland to 7,483. The first and only deer in Maryland to test positive for CWD was harvested in 2010 in Allegheny County. Pete Jane said, we're encouraged by the negative results this year. We put regulations into place last year that were designed to slow the spread of this disease to other locations in the state. While there's no evidence that CWD poses any risk to pets, livestock, or people, hunters should nevertheless exercise caution and never consume the meat of sick animals. The department began testing for CWD in 1999, but since 2010 has focused its sampling efforts on Allegheny and Western Washington counties due to the presence of positive cases in nearby West Virginia and Virginia. CWD was detected in Hampshire County, West Virginia in 2005 and was found in Frederick County, Virginia in 2010. All that little cluster of counties right there. For more information on chronic wasting disease in Maryland, including the regulations put in place last year, just visit the DNR website and they will take care of that for you. The other bit of good news is, if you're just joining us, House Bill 1052, the Wildlife Poaching Protection Act of 2012, is slated for a full vote in the Senate. Now, in the House, this bill passed 135-1. There was some concern that the Senate Education, Health, and Environmental Affairs Committee would not vote to move this bill forward. It was being held up by the Vice Chairman, Senator Roy Dyson, who was trying to play a little bit of political football. And due to overwhelming contact by sportsmen across the state and in his home district, and with the influence of several other members of the General Assembly, including Delegate Beitzel, who is the co-chairman of the Maryland Legislative Sportsman's Caucus, who was also the sponsor of the bill, and also Senator John Astle, who's been very, very active in the sportsman's legislation. And they had a chance to chat with Senator Dyson, I believe, yesterday, and the bill was advanced to the full Senate. So let's hope, let's keep our fingers crossed that the Wildlife Poaching Prevention Act of 2012 will get the vote and increase penalties for poaching, as well as give the the Wildlife and Heritage Service the same administrative authority that the Fisheries Service has to seize property, suspend licenses, and revoke hunting privileges. This will allow the Wildlife and Heritage Service to review each case where a poacher has pleaded guilty or just paid the fine, and it will enhance the court penalty as well. So if anybody wants to read the bill, they can contact me, Ellis at ellisoutdoors.com, and I'll send them the link to the General Assembly. It's also on the MarylandHuntingQuarterly.com website. We're updating that. That information is a day old and needs to be changed. We have Senator Dyson's photo up there and a call to action. The new copy has been sent to the webmaster, and hopefully we'll get that changed over today or tomorrow. And you can call your call or email your senator in your district and urge them to vote for House Bill 1052. Anybody would like to contact their senator, It's very simple to do on the internet. Just go to www.msa.md.gov, and it will show you a list of color photos of your senator, the districts, their phone numbers, their contact information, and how you can contact them. So email works, phone calls work, and the pages of the Maryland Hunting Quarterly, the spring issue, the one that's out there now, that may be scarfed up in your favorite sporting goods store, but they're out there. And it's also online at MarylandHuntingQuarterly.com. You can read how to get involved and how important it is to get involved. There's a full-page article in there by David Sutherland, who's the chairman of the Maryland Legislative Sportsman's Foundation, with a sidebar by me on how to click through and get to the bills and contact your delegate or your senator. Session is right now in a crucial mode. We've got 3 days left in the session, today, tomorrow, and Monday. There are literally hundreds of bills. If you go to the Maryland, all you have to do is Google Maryland General Assembly. It'll take you right to the homepage. And if you go through the list of bills that you can look under fishing, you can look under hunting, you can look under trapping, you can look under guns, and you can see the bills that are most important to us as far as outdoorsmen, you can see where some of the bills have passed, some of them have failed, some of them have no action, you know, that type of thing. And it's all boiling down to the next 3 days. What I was trying to think of last hour, the nationwide system, is called the National or Interstate Wildlife Violator Compact. And this is a series of how, or this is a system that, it's an agreement, let's put it that way, between states, almost 40 states, that recognizes suspension of hunting, fishing, and trapping licenses in member states. This means that illegal activities in one state can affect a person's hunting or fishing privileges in all participating states. Maryland does participate. Any person whose license, privileges, or rights are suspended in a member state may also be suspended in another member state. If a person's hunting, fishing, or trapping rights are suspended in Maryland, for example, they may be suspended in, you know, a lot of any of the western states other than, I'm not sure if Montana's in it or not. It doesn't matter. This cooperative interstate effort will enhance the Division of Wildlife's ability to protect and manage our natural resources. The Interstate Wildlife Violator Compact also establishes a process whereby wildlife law violations by a non-resident from a member state are handled as if the person were a resident, meaning they can be served a ticket rather than being arrested, booked, and bonded. This process is convenient for hunters, fishermen, and trappers of member states and increases the efficiency of wildlife officers by allowing more time for enforcement duties rather than violator processing procedures. In other words, you get a ticket in Colorado, you don't have to go back to Colorado to appear. You can appear here in Maryland. So if a person plans to hunt, fish, or trap in another state, they have a license suspension in Maryland, it is their responsibility to contact the other state to see if they can legally hunt, fish, or trap there. So there you go. That's the Interstate Wildlife Violator Compact. So one of the weapons in our quiver. But now if this bill passes and gives the department increased administration authority to, enforce revocation or suspension or seizure, that will be a great, great top tool. You know, that'll be a really good plan for Maryland to have that. We're already on the Interstate Wildlife Violator Compact, and you know there are federal laws as well that come into play on waterfowl. But it's good. So, I don't know. How do you feel about poaching? Anybody have any trespassers kill deer on their property that they lease or that they own? Anybody have anybody that has killed a deer on your property and cut out the back straps and cut the antlers off and took off with it, and left the carcass there for you to clean up? or to rot. Anybody that has jack-lighted your property, we'd love to hear from you. We'd love to hear your incidents of poaching and how you feel about it. You know, I mean, if we got any poachers out there in the audience and you'd like to call in and tell us your experiences, we'd love to hear from you, too. Tell us how you snuck onto other people's properties. Tell us how you've, you know, gotten away with illegal poaching activities. You know, jack-lighting at night, what type of weapon you use, and, you know, how you avoid capture. We'd like to hear that, too. 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. 1-800-922-6680, 410-922-6680. Very simple to call the program. So there you go. Hello! 410-922-6680 is our phone number. Hey, I had a lovely time at Miss Amy's place, her birthday party last Saturday out in Reisterstown. Got a nice card from her, a lovely lady, 89 years old. And an avid listener to the Outdoorsman Radio Show. She enjoys the show, and I like talking to her. And I've been to her house a couple times and visited with her and her husband, and we just had a good time. So there you go. All right. Hey, Pat. Listeners aren't doing a very good job of running the show today, are they? I know. What do you want to talk about? How are the Ravens doing? Anything good on there? I mean, you hear anything? Any news from the Ravens camp or anything? Are they trying to sign Flacco to a new contract? Really? What kind of new contract is he looking at? You think he wants more money? That's very possible. How about the Moes? What did they do yesterday? Did they really win yesterday? No kidding. That's amazing. Why don't we talk sports? Pat and I can talk sports. So, Pat, what about the WWE? Uh-huh. Okay. I got you. I did explain to my grandson the other day how to tie two knots. I taught him how to tie the Palomar knot and taught him how to tie the trilene knot. If you'd like me to launch into detail on how to do that, I'd be glad to do that. But I think we'll probably talk to Vince in Chestertown right now. Good morning, Vince. How you doing?
How you doing, Alan?
Good.
Got a question for you.
Thanks for saving me. What?
you were getting a little desperate there. I thought I'd fail you.
Occasionally that happens. Yeah, I appreciate it. Thank you.
Anyway, I bought a pair of new wading shoes when I was fishing.
Yep.
Up in Pennsylvania, and they got felt soles on them.
Yeah, they're
illegal. Maryland won't allow it.
They're illegal in Maryland. Sorry, buddy, you're going to have to buy a new pair of shoes.
Now, there's no way to take that felt off and replace them with rubber or put something on them?
You know, I suggested spraying them with Linex.
Oh, good idea.
You know?
I never thought about that. That's a good idea.
Yeah. I don't know if that's still legal or not, but
can I take him over to that sponsor?
Well, sure. Yeah, give
about?
Bobby Hawkins a call. I'm sure he'd take care of him for you if he's spraying a truck. You know,
that's
done. You know,
easier than $100 new pair of boots.
Well, it is. Yeah, it is. Now, I don't know. You know, I know folks from fisheries. I know folks from fisheries are listening, and I'm sure that I'll get an email here before long, telling me that you can't do that.
I can't be the only one.
No, you're not. Well, look, think of all the dealers that got stuck with dozens of pairs of waders with felt soles on them.
Well, they can send them to Pennsylvania because Pennsylvania hasn't passed it, but I'm sure they're going to
pretty
end
soon
up doing it too.
Yeah, and all that has to deal with is a fungus called rocks knot.
Right.
And it's nasty, and we do have it here in Maryland, so they're trying to prevent it. And their best solution was to come up with non-felt-soled waders. Apparently, an Australian study said that the little spores of the rocks knot were spread by hiding in the pores of the felt. And,
right.
And when you go from one waterway to the next, you spread that nasty thing to another waterway. So who knows?
Well, I saw an article in one of the outdoor magazines, and they did a survey on the 10 best to buy, because a lot of these states were adopting this type of stuff. And
yeah.
Talking about the rubber soles, but man, I mean, you know.
Oh, there's some, don't worry, there's some wader companies out there that are capitalizing on this thing. I mean, they're coming out with soles that have, you know, steel cleats in them and everything else, you know, little steel inserts or titanium inserts to keep her from slipping on the rocks. And I don't, do you use a wading staff, Vince?
Yeah, I got a wading staff.
Okay.
Sure.
I got to tell you, that's probably the best advice anybody's ever given me in the last couple of years. It really helps stabilize you when you're out there in the swift water, that's for sure.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yep. So.
Yeah, once you get a hold of one, you won't go back not to have it.
That's exactly right. Exactly right.
So. Absolutely sure. Well, I'll tell you what, if you find out, how about putting it on your website?
I can do that. Sure.
The only one interested.
Sure, I can do that. But
all right.
We'll see if anybody from fisheries has any objection to us spraying over those soles with Linex.
Good. So. All right. Thanks, Al. I appreciate it.
All right, buddy. Talk to you soon.
Bye.
Thanks.
Bye.
Bye-bye. There we go. Let's talk to Lynn in Baltimore about poaching. Good morning, Lynn. How you doing?
Good morning.
Are you a poacher?
Oh, no.
Oh, okay.
I was calling, though, throughout my life, everybody in our community knows who the poachers are. And how come law enforcement doesn't know who they are?
Because nobody's dropping a dime on them because they fear them.
So is there a number you can anonymously?
Yeah. Yeah, sure is.
What's that number?
Well, good question. Let me see if I can find it here real quick. What do we call it here? Catch a poacher in Maryland? Well, you might have to give me a few minutes to... there it is right there. All right. You ready?
Yeah.
260-8888. 410-260-8888.
That's great.
Yep. Now, there is another number, too, a toll-free number, to report an illegal fishing situation, to obtain additional information on Catch a Poacher program, or make a tax-deductible contribution to the reward fund. You can call 800-635-6124. That's just to make a report, 800-635-6124. For an urgent poaching situation, call 410-260-8888.
Oh, they have a definition of urgent?
Well, imminent. You know, you find somebody trespassing on your property. You see a guy shining a light in the field at night. You hear a gunshot at night, that type of thing. And you know it's a poaching. You know it's a poaching violation. That's the number. That's a direct hotline to the NRP, I'm sure.
Right.
We're not gonna call it right now.
Oh no.
But.
Okay. Well, thank you very much.
But there is a reward fund. Citizens who supply natural resources police will receive cash rewards for the information leading to the arrest and conviction of a violator. Be specific in the description of the individuals when possible. Give the name, addresses, and vehicle descriptions. The anonymity of the informant or caller is guaranteed.
Oh, see, I don't think a lot of people know that.
Well, it's in every rule book that goes out with every license.
Well,
but we're glad to do a public service here.
Right.
So.
Well, thank you very much.
Thanks for calling, Lynn. I appreciate that.
Happy Easter.
You too. Thanks. Bye-bye. There goes Lynn and Richard in Westminster. Thanks for holding.
Good morning, Alan.
Hi. How are you?
Good.
What's up?
I was just wondering if you heard anything on the rockfish season coming up. Is this warm weather bringing them up early or anything, or do you know?
Yeah, they have been. They have been up here. I don't know a lot about the catch and release season. I don't keep up on it, but I'm seeing on the angler's log people catching fish, you know, Bloody Point, and the people that are out there preseason trolling, that type of thing. Some of them, we've read some of the names on the citation, the catch and release citation. So those fish got to be, I think, 40 inches or more. So they've been catching some big fish. A buddy of mine said that they've spawned already in the chop tank, you know, almost 3 weeks ago. So we don't know what else is coming up, but I'm going to guess that they're busy.
Yeah, I'm just, we we go out every year right after the season opens, and it seems like our trip is a little bit late this year, and I'm wondering if they're already going to be gone by the time we get out.
They might be. There'll be some post-spawn fish around, but those big pre-spawn fish are probably going to be done.
I don't know
this for sure. You know, nobody knows.
Right.
Here's what Bud at Fishbones told me. We'll probably have the first week of the season for big fish.
And when does that open?
2 weeks from today.
Okay, we might be all right then, because we're going out, I think, on the 28th.
But yeah, you should be okay.
Late to me.
Yeah.
All right.
All right.
Thanks, Alan. I appreciate it.
All right, Richard. Thank you for calling.
Have a good one.
Bye-bye. Okay, we got Ed. I'm sorry, we got to take a break, and then we'll get right back to your calls. And we read the names earlier. Some of the folks that enjoyed the citations, you know, registered for citations this week. And all I got to do is find them again. But we talked about Linex there early. Wait a minute. Hold on, folks. Let me get organized here. I know it's impossible, but I'm trying. What'd you do with my stuff? You stole my stuff? You were doing that very nice, very much. So, my. Good job, Alan. Let's see. All right. Well, is what it is. We read the names of some folks that are catching some nice crappies and some largemouth bass and other species of fish that are involved in the Maryland Fishing Challenge. And they're really catching some nice fish all over the state, some big trout, some crappies, some largemouth and smallmouth bass. It's nice to see. It is time for the Maryland Fishing Challenge. You could win a great prize, like the grand prize boat, motor, and trailer rig from Bass Pro Shops, or thousands in tackle from Bill's Outdoor Center, even a vacation, a fishing vacation from the World Fishing Network. From now through Labor Day, all you have to do is go fishing. If you're lucky enough to catch a Maryland citation-sized fish and certify your catch, you're in. It is that easy. There are more than 60 species of fish in freshwater, tidal rivers, Chesapeake Bay, and on the Atlantic coast to qualify. Even catch and release. There's a catch and release part of that. So stop by your local fishing citation center. Visit www.dnr.maryland.gov for all the details in the 2012 Maryland Fishing Challenge. And this year, we honor Lefty Cray. That's www.dnr.maryland.gov. DNR.Maryland.gov. And my question is, are you feeling lucky?
See the great selection of Ford trucks and SUVs, including the Super Duty and F-150 pickups, America's best-selling trucks for 34 years, at Bob Davidson Ford Lincoln on East Joppa Road in Parkville.
Bob Davidson, the ultimate Ford Lincoln store.
This is the Wall Street Journal report. I'm Jim Blykamp. An unexpected letter from the Internal Revenue Service can make your stomach drop, but you can take steps to reduce your audit risk. MarketWatch reporter Andrea Coombs says if you're a sole proprietor filing a Schedule C, you can reduce your risk by sticking to the facts.
With regards to Schedule C as well as others, one thing is just, you know, be honest. That's really going to reduce your risk of a problem if an audit occurs.
As you might suspect, over-the-top deductions can raise red flags.
If your claim for, say, charitable donations or mortgage interest is much higher than other people in your income bracket, the IRS is going to take a close look.
Business use of a vehicle is a red flag.
One of my sources said she gets that a lot from her clients. That, yeah, you know, you only use my car for business. And then she says, well, if you ever go to the grocery store in that car, if you do, it's not 100% business use. You have to figure out the percentage that's used for business and deduct accordingly.
But the IRS audited only a little more than 1% of all individual returns filed in 2010. Jim Blykamp with the Wall Street Journal report.
You see and hear ad after ad about owning gold, but they raise more questions than they answer. That's why American Bullion has created a comprehensive free gold guide packed with unbiased information about gold as an investment. Get the facts before you buy. Call American Bullion now for your free copy of the gold guide at 800-716-6878. That's 800-716-6878. Are you tired of stressing out about the economy and ready to take control of your retirement funds? American Bullion has a precise, tax-free, and hassle-free system to convert your existing IRA or former 401k into a gold IRA. That's why they're the leader in gold IRA rollovers. It's all spelled out in the free American Bullion Gold Guide that answers all of your questions in plain and simple English. Call for your free copy today at 800-716-6878. 800-716-6878. American Bullion. 800-716-6878.
W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg has taken care of my trucks for over 25 years. Anything from a simple oil change to extensive engine work, brakes, tune-ups, everything. Their motto is, we do it. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles. Large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Look for the big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410. W&W Tire and Auto.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Let's talk to Ed in Sykesville. Good morning, Ed. How you doing?
Okay.
Thanks for holding on. What's up?
I cut my salts off with a hair dryer and a vice grips. And they, after you get them started, they're not too hard to get off.
You took the felt off with a hair dryer and vice grips.
Right. And I've glued those shower shoes. You know, got some big shower shoes in there and ground them down to fit. They seem like they're all right.
Shower shoes?
Yeah.
Oh, so you replaced the sole with... with something you bought at
Walmart.
Anywhere. Yeah, Walmart. Yeah, shower shoes.
Yeah.
I got you.
It seems like it's working, so I don't know. It's, of course, it ain't felt, but it's...
No, but, well, it's and the felt is what's illegal, so
right.
Good. And how'd you attach them?
Use goop.
Goop?
Yeah.
Okay, and they're not coming loose?
Not yet.
Good. Oh, there's another suggestion. Take your hair dryer and your vice grips, and heat those soles up. Yeah, they got to be glued on there with something.
Yeah, something's on there.
Yeah, heat them up, glue, and then spread some goop on there and slam them back down and clamp them, I guess.
And, yeah, clamp them and hook a board and all that good stuff to get, you know, because the shoes are hard to get, you know, to press them on.
Yeah, exactly.
So
yeah.
Whatever you can get.
Well, that sounds like a plan.
Yeah.
Sounds like a plan. I guess you could probably even get some oversized shower shoes and...
That's what I got, oversized.
Yeah.
Whatever, I don't know what they were, 12 or 4 or something like that.
Yeah, huh.
I wear a 10, so.
Yeah, so you just trimmed them, you glued them on there and then trimmed them down, huh?
Right, uh-huh.
Cool. Good. And as long as it's working, and they ain't felt, right?
Yeah.
Cool. Beautiful. Well, that's a great idea. Thank you, Ed. Did you go out for trout season yet?
Yeah.
How'd you do?
They looked pretty good. I watched them.
Yeah, you watched them. You watched them.
Yeah, I didn't catch any. I saw some, but I couldn't catch, one of them days.
Yeah. Yeah, probably trout streams are probably a little bit low right now, too, I'm imagining.
Yeah, they're awful low.
Yep. Yeah, the fish are spooky. They see you.
Yep. So, yeah. Well, it's clear as crystal.
Oh, no question. No question. Yeah, a little rain wouldn't hurt. So, all right, buddy. Appreciate that.
Bye.
Thanks. See ya. All right. There's another suggestion for felt-soled waders: is to heat them up with a hair dryer and peel that stuff off with a pair of vice grips. Get yourself a pair of shower shoes from Walmart and a container of goop and glue those soles on from the shower shoes and away you go. Sounds good. Sounds reasonable to me. I'm happy with it. Why not? So. Any other helpful suggestions? We'd love to hear from you. If you're a poacher, we'd love to hear from you because the Wildlife Poaching Prevention Act is now in the Senate, and hopefully they will vote in a positive fashion like the House did. The House overwhelmingly voted in favor of this bill, 135-1. It will increase penalties for poachers. It will give the Department of Natural Resources, Wildlife and Heritage Service increased administrative authority. See, right now, if you get caught jacklighting and you're shining a light in the field with a loaded weapon, that's called jacklighting, you'll be arrested. You'll be written a citation. All the violations will be on there, and the fines will be on there. And what happens right now is these guys are pleading out, and they're just... signing, you know, writing a check and sending it off. They don't even show up in court. So, you know, they've paid the fine, pled guilty, court satisfied. Nothing else happens. Away they go, happy on their way to kill more and poach more and, you know, violate the law even more. And there are serial poachers out there. So what this law does is says, okay, now that you've pled guilty and you're not going to court, we're going to take a look at your guilty plea. We're going to take a look at the citation. We're going to talk to the officers, and we're going to recommend administrative action. Now, the court may have accepted your fine and your plea, but there may be more of a penalty. You may be losing your having your license suspended. You may be having your privileges to hunt revoked. You may be losing your property. And that's what the Wildlife Poaching Prevention Act of 2012 does. So that's what it's all about, and that's why we urge you to contact your senator this weekend. Doesn't matter, today, tomorrow, Monday, make sure you get in touch with them. And, you know, or leave a message on their office, but tell them you want them to vote for House Bill 1052, the Wildlife Poaching Prevention Act. That's House Bill 1052, if you want to write that down. That would be good. So, all right, who's sending me messages here? Ah, okay. Let's see. Striped bass biologist said of last week the large females have not spawned. Let's see. Fisheries official sent me a message. Striped bass biologist said last week the large females have not yet spawned. Linex for felt-soled waders. We'll have to check that one out to see if you can mitigate the effects of your felt-soled wader by spraying on Linex solution. I can't imagine why not, but it seals everything completely, waterproof and everything else. So we'll see what happens. We'll see. Maybe we'll get an answer on that, not this week, but sometime this coming week for those of you who are concerned about having felt-soled wader shoes and felt soled waders, what to do with them. So, but I did like Ed's solution too. Hair dryer and a pair of vice grips. Yank that felt sole off of there and replace it with a new sole from a pair of cheap shower shoes from Walmart. Okay, I'm good with that. 410-922-6680 is our phone number. 410-WCBM-680. I want to tell you about our friends at Tochterman's downtown Baltimore. Tochterman's is all fishing all the time, everything you could need, want, or imagine for the bay. For rockfish, they got tremendous deals on trolling rods and rockfish trolling lures right now. We've also got about 1,000 rods on display, you know, 600 fishing reels. The electric reels for those guys that are going bottom fishing are doing real well. They've got surf tackle. They've got panfish tackle. The fly room is unbelievable. And, you know, if you're a fisherman, you need to stop by. I'm amazed every time I go in there. They've got all the updated lures. They've got the expertise from, you know, Gene is a bass fisherman, and McCabe is the offshore fisherman, Joe Bruce is a fly fisherman. I mean, any question you have, they have an expert to answer it. They line wine. They wind line on your fishing reels. They, you know, they full service. I mean, they've been doing it for since 1916. So they know what they're doing. There's no question about it. And they've got the great advice and the great tackle and everything else. And they do have bloodworms now, by the way. Just in case you were wondering when they were coming in, they are here. Tochterman's Fly Shop, Tochterman's Fishing Tackle, Tochterman's Bloodworms. It's all Tochterman's. It's all fishing all the time. 1919-1925, Eastern Avenue, Fells Point, 2.5 blocks east of Broadway, 410-327-6942, 410-327-6942, 327-6942 is the number to call. Please stop by, say hello, tell him you heard about it right here on the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Alan Ellis here for Bob Davidson Ford Lincoln. You know, my friend John Berkridge, the sales manager, he wants outdoorsmen to know that the F-150 and Super Duty pickups are ready for action. Remember, Ford trucks are dependable wherever you spend your time outdoors, at work, and at play. Stop by and see the lineup of Explorers, Escapes, Rangers, Super Duty, and F-150 pickups. A
America's best-selling trucks for 34 years. Ask how to take advantage of the special offers and incentives on Ford trucks at Bob Davidson Ford Lincoln. See Bob Davidson Ford Lincoln at 1845 East Joppa Road in Parkville for all the details, or call 410-661-6400. Visit them online at bobdavidsonauto.com. For outdoorsmen, Bob Davidson is your outfitter for quality Ford trucks.
Bob Davidson, the ultimate Ford Lincoln store.
If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built your reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and at a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles, large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Just look for that big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W Tire and Auto.
Talk Radio 680, WCBM.
All right, let's talk to Sally in Charles Village. Good morning, Sally.
Good morning, Alan.
Did you vote?
No, I didn't. I had eight. I will tell you this. I had eight robocalls from these Romney people, and I wish them in hell. I wouldn't vote for him. Eight, Alan. Eight. Now, you know that. What do they think they're up to, really? No, I'm not going to belabor that at the moment, but. But no, okay, there's another election coming up in the fall, so we have, it's going to be even worse, I'm sure.
Uh-huh.
Okay, what I want, if I may have it, please, is your mailing address.
A mailing address for me?
Yes.
Do you know the address of the station, Pat?
Is that where you'd want it to come?
Are you ready? You ready, Sally?
Uh-huh.
It's 1726 Reisterstown Road. You got it?
I'm writing. Okay, Reisterstown Road.
Yep. 1726 Reisterstown Road, Pikesville, Pikesville.
Uh-huh.
And the zip code is 21208.
21208, and that's where you prefer it to come rather than any other address.
Sorry?
That is where you prefer it to come rather than any
other. Well, I'm not going to give you my home address out over the phone. But if you want to leave your phone number with Pat, I'll be glad to call you.
All right, I'll do that also.
All right, let me grab your phone call there. We'll put you on hold, and we'll give you a call here a little later, Sally.
Thank you.
Thank you. There she goes. Ruth in Essex. Good morning. How are you, Ruth?
Okay, good morning.
What's
up? I've been listening to your show.
Yes, ma'am.
And I lived in Denver, Colorado for about 15 years.
Oh, that's a nice place.
I still go back and forth to visit.
Yep, I was there. I was there last year.
Mm-hmm. The license, I didn't understand.
What do you mean?
You say if you got a license here in Maryland, you can use them in Colorado?
No, that's not what I said, Ruth.
Okay.
What I said was if your license is suspended here, if you've had a wildlife violation, you've broken the law, and your license gets suspended here in Maryland, there's a wildlife violator compact that's available in almost 40 states, and all those records are transferred to all those other states. So you may not be able to use, you may not be able to have the privilege to hunt or fish in Colorado or Wyoming or Nevada or California or any other states that are members of the Wildlife Violators Compact, because the records are available to all the states who are members of the Wildlife Violators Compact.
Okay, well, I thank you for explaining.
That's what I meant.
So if I have fishing license here...
You can only fish here.
Oh, so when I go there, I have
to... You're going to have to buy
there.
A license out there. Yep.
All right, well, thank you.
All right, Ruth, thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right. As part of the Maryland Fishing Challenge, we want to talk about the folks. We try to talk about them twice here during each show, and then we, you know, do the commercial for the fishing challenge, but This week's qualifiers are Raymond Kistenmacher from Elkton, who caught a 31-inch channel catfish in the Elk River. Robert Rhodes, who caught a yellow perch, 14-inch yellow perch. Jack Saley of Baltimore caught a rainbow trout, 22.5 inches, in the Patapsco, or the Patapsco. Bobby Chassereau of Bel Air caught a 22-inch largemouth. Martin Cribb of Mount Wolf caught a smallmouth, 20.75 inches. Brandon Bollinger of Hagerstown, a 25-inch rainbow trout. Steve Bowman of Rising Sun, 15.5-inch crappie in Still Pond Creek. And Walter Bowman of Port Deposit on the same day in Still Pond Creek caught a 16-inch crappie. Brian Plott of Baldwin also caught a crappie in Harford County Farm Pond, 16.5 inches. Boy, they're just getting bigger, 15.5, 16, 16.5. Jack Driver of Sharptown caught a 23-inch largemouth in a Mardella Pond. And Ryan Holtzner of Pasadena caught a 15-inch crappie in Piney Run Reservoir. 15-inch crappie is quite a crappie, I'll tell you. My biggest one was 14.5 ever out of Deep Creek Lake. Caught that in a 20, how big was that pickerel, 26 inches, 20, I don't know, almost 25. That was two of my top species caught on the same day on the same spot at Deep Creek Lake. We caught everything that day. What a great day. But anyway, I digress. So I do. 410-922-6680 is our phone number, 410-WCBM-680, 1-800-922-6680. 1-800-WCBM-680 is our phone number. We welcome you to give us a call at that number in the remaining moments of the show and talk about anything you want to talk about. Right now, I'm going to tell you about Fishbones Bait and Tackle. Why don't we call Fishbones? Why don't we see if Bud's around? What do you think? Can we do that? Let's see. 410-360-0573. There we go. See if they're in. They may not be in yet. May not be open. Three ringy dingies. Four ringy dingies. Might not be in. Maybe they don't open till seven. In the summer, in the season. Yeah, I'm sure they will be. All right, well, anyway, Fishbones Bait and Tackle. You can call them in 10, 15 minutes and get a fishing report if you like. 4729 Mountain Road. You just take Route 100 all the way to the end, head towards Gibson Island. 2.5 miles on the right, you'll find Fishbones Bait and Tackle. 4729 Mountain Road in Pasadena. 410-360-0573 is the number we just tried. You can check them out for all the live bait and tackle that they, well, it's called Fishbones Bait and Tackle for a reason. They sell. You know, they sell tomatoes, potatoes, and other produce. That's why they call it bait and tackle. No, they don't. They sell fish and tackle, and they sell crab and supplies. They sell those great stainless steel crab pots we've been telling you about, made right here in Maryland. Stainless steel with a basket and a lid. Three sizes, half bushel, bushel, bushel and a half. The last crab pot you'll ever need to buy. They've got everything else. The seasoning, the burners, all the trot line stuff. If you want to make your own trot lines, they got the bags, the bait. Yeah, everything. Fishbones. Stop by and see them. You should. 410-360-0573. Fishbones Bait and Tackle in Pasadena. There you go. David in California. David in California. Well, we'll talk to David in California. While we're waiting, hey, what's in your bed? Protect your truck bed with a Linex protective bed liner from Bay Linex of Glen Burnie. Linex is the best available protective coating on the market, period. That's why I put one in my truck. I've had, 10 years of experience with them, and when I bought the new truck last year, that was the second place I went. It was down to Bay Linex at Glen Burnie. Now, if you want colors for your truck or your heavy equipment even to match whatever color you want it to match, the Linex with color-coded DuPont Kevlar uses your existing paint code to provide you with that factory-finished look, offering superior protection. Linex brand bed liners are rated number one in customer satisfaction. Bay Linux at Glen Burnie provides mobile service to your job site for your commercial and industrial applications, too, from underground holding tanks and secondary containments to styrofoam and plastics. They all need protection. Linux protection coatings have been tested by the Air Force Research Lab and by the Army Corps of Engineers, and now the Linux material lines the walls of the Pentagon. BayLinux.com is their website. You can call them at 410-789-0199 or visit them at 400 Arundel Corporation Road, just off Beltway Exit 3A in Glen Burnie. Bay Linux at Glen Burnie, 410-789-0199. Don't be fooled by imitations. Give them a call and make sure you talk to Bobby Hawkins and get your Bass Pro Shop $30 gift card when you mention Ellis Outdoors or the Outdoorsman Radio Show when you have your bed liner installed. Linux of Bay Linux of Glen Burnie. Now more than just bed liners.
See the great selection of Ford trucks and SUVs, including the Super Duty and F-150 pickups, America's best-selling trucks for 34 years, at Bob Davidson Ford Lincoln on East Joppa Road in Parkville.
Bob Davidson, the ultimate Ford Lincoln store.
All right, here we go. yes, indeedy. Well, we got the youth turkey season next Saturday. That's for youngsters, and you can hunt from half hour before sunrise to sunset. Got rockfish season starting in 2 weeks. That's the trophy season. Just got a note from fisheries that said that female rockfish have not spawned yet. Buddy on the Eastern Shore confirms that. He said it started early, but the spawn is being dragged out due to too much north wind, and the temperatures are actually below normal now. We mentioned the low water. We mentioned the cold temperatures earlier. So it's going to be a long spawn in fits and starts. And so that's information we've got from a couple of sources there. The hickory shad have yet to show up in Deer Creek. It's water's very low, very cool, and maybe the daylight, the photo period is not quite where it needs to be yet for the spawning run. But we'll keep checking that out. I plan on a trip up there again before too long to see if we can grab a couple of those hickories on the fly rod, which is a lot of fun. If you've never caught a hickory on a fly rod or on very light tackle, some of our listeners said how much fun it was. They're called the poor man's tarpon. They're called the poor man's tarpon for a reason. If you've ever hooked a tarpon, you know the first thing they want to do is jump out of the water and shake their head and try and throw the hook. Well, it's pretty much the same thing with a hickory shad. And, you know, they are just, when it's on, it's on. You can catch 30, 40, 50 a day. And I've seen my buddy Dale catch at least 50 in a day on a fly rod in one spot. Very, very impressive fishery when it's right. And it's a lot of fun. You just catch them and release them and turn them back. They're a very strong fighter, especially when the current's ripping. It's really cool to fight them when they're in the current. And it'll wear you out. It will. Make your arm tired. But it's a little dangerous when the water's high like that. So, you know, we had some discussion here about felt-soled waders and how to protect your investment you made in those felt-soled waders, since they're illegal now in Maryland to wear felt-soled waders due to the spread of rock snot, which is a nasty fungus-like disease that looks like, yeah, just what it sounds like, rock snot. And we do have it here in Maryland, and we want to keep it from spreading. So one of the ways it spreads is by, if you're wading in a stream that has that, it's, you know, you pick up the spores or the seeds, and then you know, your boots dry out, and the seeds are in the felt soles. There are little tiny spores in there. You take them to the next place where you fish, and then you're spreading it. So we don't want that. So they've outlawed felt soles. We had one fellow say he just basically heated them up with a hair dryer, grabbed them with the vice grips, and pulled the glue off the soles and the glue and everything off the sole. And then he took some goop, which is a commercial glue for shoes, and gooped on a pair of soles off of pretty inexpensive shower shoes onto the bottoms of his waders. He didn't specify whether they were wading shoes or waders. We tossed out there whether a Bay Linux would be able to spray those felt soles with the Linux material to mitigate the effect of the felt. And we got the note back from Fisheries that they'll check on that to see if that'll work. So I don't know. We talked about the fishing challenge, which is underway right now. We're looking forward to I'd like to catch one of those nice citation fish and be a participant at the grand finale at Sandy Point in the fall, if that's where it's going to be this year. I don't know for sure yet. We talked a little bit about poaching and the poaching bill advancing to the full Senate, and hopefully the full Senate will vote in the next day or two, and we'll have a positive result that the bill was passed. It passed the House 135-1, so it's a very important bill. So there we are. We're at the end of the Outdoorsman Radio Show. If you'd like to contact me this week, you can do so. You can contact me, Ellis at Ellis Outdoors. That is the email address, E-L-L-I-S at E-L-L-I-S Outdoors.com. The website is EllisOutdoors.com. If you'd like to hear a podcast of any of the shows in the last year or 2 years, you can go on that website, click on podcast, and you can listen to the shows, including your calls. And, of course, our sponsors are on there as well. The list of sponsors is on our website. We invite you to click on their websites, visit their stores, visit their businesses, and take advantage of their services. Bob Davidson Ford is the title sponsor of our show, which means that without Bob Davidson Ford, we wouldn't be able to broadcast. So we have a great deal of appreciation for Bob Davidson Ford there in Parkville on Joppa Road. They make a great product. I'm driving a 2011 F-150 F-150 Ford pickup with a six-cylinder EcoBoost engine in it. I'm getting between 19 and 20 miles to the gallon consistently with that, and I'm enjoying the truck very much so. It has a spray-on bed liner from Bayline-X at Glen Burnie, and it's got fishing tackle in the back from Tochterman's and from Fishbone. So, hey, now it's time for me to say get out, stay safe.
As the proud owner of a Ford F-150 pickup, I'm pleased to recommend Bob Davidson Ford Lincoln. From the sales experience to the quick lane service department, Bob Davidson is Maryland's only Ford dealer that has earned the Ford President's Award.